CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, will you please get up? Aunt Effie and Betsy and I are all dressed. Now, please get up and bathe and shave while I finish packing the suitcase.
Where are we going today?
Well, we're on our way to Naples, dear. But we're going to stop and see the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, really, today?
Well, if your father gets up.
Yes, yes, yes.
Here, Aunt Effie's friend, Mr. Whittaker, is being nice enough to rent a car so we can drive places instead of taking the train. You think your father would appreciate someone sort of taking over?
Yeah, taking over is a good word for it, too.
Well, I didn't mean that exactly, but it's nice for Aunt Effie to have Mr. Whittaker with us. And it's nicer for him rather than traveling alone. And since you are in Europe on business, I should think you'd appreciate the fact that there's another man in the party to sort of look after us while you're busy.
Look, if we had taken the train at 10 this morning straight to Naples...
It would be much more fun to go in a car.
Yeah.
You'd see more, and we're leaving early. We'll be in Naples tonight, don't worry.
Yeah, probably, but that is not the point. The point is Mr. Whittaker sort of asked to join us. Now he's running us.
Oh, nonsense. Now get up. He said we should get up at 6:15, finish packing, and he'd join us in the lobby for breakfast at 7:30 sharp. And look at the time.
Yeah,
dear.
That's exactly what I am talking about. Suddenly, he's got this schedule.
Oh, get up, dear. We'd best tickle Daddy's feet. That's the only way to get him out of
here. Don't supposed to fall in line. Oh, you got to come out, will you? Do exactly what he said.
That's right, dear. Get Daddy out of bed.
Here's Dorothy Collins.
Nature and you are wonderfully young, fighting me young every day. Touché.
Fall means more entertaining, more dishes to wash. Protect your hands with new formula Touché, the only leading popular priced hand lotion with silicones. Hands badly hurt by the ravages of water, weather, and work need new formula Touché with its wonderful healing action. Touché with silicones forms a protective screen between you and the elements. Under that screen, Touché's beauty oils instantly moisturize, instantly start helping nature heal hurt, rough hands. Touché.
Touché.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, Mr. Whittaker. Oh, why didn't you all go on into breakfast?
No, no, no. I said I thought we ought to wait for you. If people are traveling together, I think it's only polite to do things together.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you, but I'm afraid I just held you up. You know, I can always just grab a cup of coffee in a hurry.
Well, you have sort of thrown my schedule off about 15 minutes. No, 17 minutes to be exact, but we can probably make up that time on the road.
Oh, well, I don't think we have to shave things that close, Mr. Whittaker. I just want to be in Naples by tomorrow morning.
We'll be there for dinner. And I think it's more fun to have a schedule you try to stick to, you know?
Yes, I do, too. Come on, now, let's go in the dining room and order breakfast. Come on,
Betsy. Let's see now. I allow 35 minutes for breakfast, and then another 20 minutes for checking out of our respective hotels, paying the bill, getting the luggage in the car. Then I figured if we leave Firenze here at 8:42, it's an hour and a half drive to Pisa. However, we are now 17 minutes behind schedule, so I'd say we should be leaving Firenze at 8:59. Does that sound all right to you?
Yeah, sounds fine. Fine, Mr. Whittaker.
Why are the bellhops putting their luggage on top of the car?
Because the trunk isn't big enough to hold anything larger than a cigar box, and if they put the suitcases inside the car, we will have to sit on top.
What if it rains on the suitcases?
All right, now come on, pile in. I guess we're ready, huh? Take 57. 2 minutes to pile in and take off.
Well, now, where would you like us to sit?
Well,
come on, dear. You and I were sitting back with Betsy. Get in, Betsy. Come on, dear.
Is this a real car?
Is this a real car? What did you think?
Oh, it's so little. Isn't it cute, Daddy?
Yeah.
I think you better back in, dear.
Yeah, well.
Maybe he'd better sit in front with Alvin.
No. I think it's nicer for you to be there, Aunt Effie. Move over, Betsy, so Daddy can get in. It's your long legs, honey.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Knocked his head. Can you get his head, Aunt Effie? It's easier than for him to squeeze out again. There it is. Oh, heavens, it landed in the gutter.
Daddy, is this little car cute?
Oh, yes, darling. It's just darling. Just as cute as it can be.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker's tipping the bellhop. Did you tip them?
No. Well, I can't even get my hand in my pocket.
Well, will you stop making such a fuss?
Well,
Mr. Whittaker's gone to a lot of trouble renting this car, so it'll be pleasanter for all of us. Here's your hat.
Oh,
wet after the rain last night, I guess. But it'll be all right when it dries off.
Sure, it'll dry.
Over there, everybody all set?
Yes, we certainly are.
You sure don't have much room for your legs there.
Oh, I'm okay. Just fine.
Are you sure now?
Oh, yeah, sure. In fact, I'm very comfortable. I can rest my chin on the knees.
Dear.
One thing I like about your nephew, Effie, he's got a great sense of humor.
Oh, he can always see the funny side of things.
We are getting started right at 8:59, just as I say.
Well, there it is, Betsy. You are looking at the Leaning Tower of Pisa, one of the seven wonders of the world.
Why is it leaning?
Yes. That's what I've always wanted to know. Don't you think we ought to get a guide?
Oh, no. I don't think we need a guide. When I knew I was coming to Italy, I did a bit of reading up on it.
Oh.
I think you ought to do that when you're going to visit a place.
Oh, I do, too, and goodness knows we have, but not about this
one. Well, I'll tell you what I read about it.
Daddy, come on in here. This Mr. Whittaker knows why the tower is leaning. Why is Daddy limping?
Come on, dear. His legs are a little stiff. Come on, dear.
Yes. I'm coming.
Now, the town of Pisa is noted for three things. The baptistry over there. The cathedral, right here, and the Leaning Tower.
Oh, do you realize we're standing right under the leaning side? I think we better stand around on the safe side.
Oh, and Effie.
Effie, it's been leaning since the year 1173, when the south side first began to sink into the ground. It sinks about 6 inches every 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they figure it won't really collapse until about the year 2160.
Oh.
So I think we're safe.
I get the funniest feeling standing right next to something I've heard of all my life. It's like a dream. I mean, here I am touching the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
I know.
Isn't it so exciting?
Aren't you going up in it, Daddy?
No, honey, it'll take too long. I mean, Mr. Whittaker has a schedule, and Daddy's got to be in Naples, which is quite a drive.
Oh, no. I allowed time for this.
Oh, God.
Effie said Betsy liked to go to the top of everything, so I allowed time.
Oh.
Now, I read that there's 294 steps winding up the inside of the tower, so I figured 294 steps up and 294 down, say 12 minutes each way.
Well, it ought to be a lot easier coming down, I think.
No. That's the funny part. Reading about that, because the tower is leaning, even as you climb up, you have the feeling that you're either falling backward or forward.
Oh.
And they say coming back down, you have an even funnier sensation, like the funhouse at an amusement park. No matter whether you're going up or down, you're always falling sideways.
Oh, it sounds like fun, doesn't it, Daddy?
Yeah, sounds great.
Oh, dear. He doesn't care too much for height.
No, listen, if you want me to take her up, I'll be glad to.
Oh, no. I'll... 294 steps, huh?
Yeah. But everybody I've talked to that's seen Italy says don't miss it. Climbing the Leaning Tower of Pisa is a real experience.
Well, my goodness, then come on. Let's all start climbing.
Dear, why don't you answer me?
I'm saving my breath. Go on.
I am. Aunt Effie, you all right?
Yes, I'm right behind you. Go on.
Alvin?
Yeah, I'm bringing up the rear. I'm fine. Go on.
This is just crazy. Even though I'm climbing up, I feel as though I'm falling backwards all the time.
Well, I think they certainly should have a railing and something you can grab onto. I don't think I'll go any further. I'm going to stop at the next level.
Go on, Betsy, go on.
Oh, Daddy, look, we're getting higher
and higher. We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Ever thought about this? Fund appeals for charitable or important medical pursuits cost money to operate. The machinery of collection, so to speak, must be oiled by some part of the money it gathers. In some known campaigns, this can be a sizable sum. However, because of the efficiency of the United Community Campaign, operating costs divert less money from the good purposes givers intend. This low collection cost is due largely to the fact that so many vital services receive United Way support. Instead of many costly fund drives, this is one combined effort. One modest operating overhead for all permits more dollars to reach their intended goals. The United Way services provide for such important needs as help for families in trouble, care for the aging, personal aid to armed forces personnel, health services, and medical research. The United Community Campaign is an intelligent way to make your giving really count. Give the United Way.
I don't care. We are not climbing any higher.
But we aren't at the very top, Daddy.
I don't care. Your father's right. As far as we can go without crawling around the outside of the tower. It's all open. There's no railing. The wind is blowing on us. It's much too dangerous. Oh, look at the view.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind admitting it. I'm out of breath. I'm glad we climbed up, though, aren't you? Betsy, now stand back. Stand away from the edge. Now hang on to that calm. The wind is blowing, dear. It's all open here.
Now, look. I like Mr. Whittaker, see? He's very nice, and I'm glad Aunt Effie has a bow. But I can tell you right here and now, I cannot take 2 weeks of Italy with Mr. Whittaker and his organized schedules to say
nothing of the... Here they come.
I haven't said I've come this far, might as well keep on.
Look at the view.
Well, let me tell you something. The view from the Leaning Tower of Pisa may be beautiful, but wait till we get up to the top of Mount Vesuvius. Say, that'll be something, huh?
Mount Vesuvius? Don't plan to climb Mount Vesuvius.
Oh, no. You can drive up most of the way, and then it's just about an hour stiff walk up to the top. Oh, Pet, you'll love it. Now, don't worry. I know you've got business in Naples, but I'll plan the schedule so you don't miss Mount Vesuvius. Say, isn't it going to be a great 2 weeks, Effie? Mighty glad I met you people.
Well, we're certainly mighty glad we met you too, aren't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, I should say.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Robert Dryden, and is produced by Walter Hart.